Okay. So the Gemara is really on Ayin Zayin and Beis, but also on Ayin Tesem and Aleph. This will probably be the last Chabura and Nara Marasa. I wanted to speak about this inyan of Hakama Va'afara Belev. So the Gemara introduces this concept earlier in the Gemaras on Ayin Zayin and Beis, where the Gemara is talking about Hafara and Hakama on Shabbos. The Gemara says in the end, in the last of the wide lines on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, Lo Yomar Adam Le'ishta B'Shabbos. A person shouldn't say to his wife on Shabbos, Mufar Lechi, Bata Lechi, Gedera Shomer La'Bachol. He shouldn't use the L'Shainis. He should make a Heker on Shabbos. Lo Yomar La'Tli V'Achli Tli V'Shasi V'Hanader B'Adam E'Elof. Rather, you should use a Lashon that we've never been introduced to, which is, Tliva achli, tliva shasi, vahaneter bater me'elu. And then the neder is bottle. So what does that mean? Amr Rabbi Yechanan, so Rabbi Yechanan qualifies, v'tzarach sheyevatel b'livo. So it's not enough just to say that, but also you have to be mevatel b'liv. So mashmos of this Gemara, right now, is that sounds like hafara works b'liv. And that's the reason why it's potentially unless we're gonna let's see there's something going on with the hafara and the leif. Let's not make my statements too conclusive yet. And then the Gemara continues. Tanya Beishamayim Shabbos Mevata Belivo B'chol Motziv Esfasim. So Beishamayim themselves are mechalik between Shabbos and weekday. That on Shabbos he's just Mevata Belivo, and on Chol Motziv Esfasim then he has to say something. So, I think it's even a little bit more clear over here when the Gemara presents the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel that Beis Hillel holds it's enough to do Hafara Belev, and you don't have to be Maitzi Bisfasa. Problem is when you flip the daf and you go from Ayin Chesem at Beis to Ayin Tesem at Aleph, there's a Braisa that is comparing Hakama and Hafara, and the Braisa says, Mesiv Rav Chis, the bottom of Ayin Chesem Abbeis, Chaymer Behekim Behefer, Behefer Behekim, Chaymer Behekim Shashtika Mekayemes, Vein Shtika Mevatelas, Kiyim Belibo Kiyim, Hefer Belibo, Eno Mufer. Seems to be black on white from the Gemara that Hafara believe does not work. So what is going on with this Gemara as we flip back? Nine Zion and Beis seems to be a blatant steer in the Gemaras. So the Ran is oimid on this, and the Ran in Dibra Maschil Mevato Belivo Ve'in Tzarech Lo'itziv V'Hosfosov. So the Ran says, Kaven Sha'omer La Tli Va'Achli Tli V'Shasi. When Beis Hillel says that your Mevata Belivo, it's all gebait, it's all assuming what the Gemara said earlier, that you made that statement of Tliva Achli Tliva Shasi. So what does that mean? So what's the whole chiddush of Beis Hillel? So let's skip a little bit in the Ran. Umakshu Hocha, and if you go three lines down in the Ran, the middle of the line, Umakshu, everyone agrees. So the Ran presents the question like this: even if I'm right that it's not enough just to be mevatel belev, and you have to say something tliva achli tliva shasi, go take and eat and take and drink, right? Which is megala something. But everyone agrees that that lashon is not a lashon of hafara. So Memela asked the Ran, so why shouldn't it be any different than the lashonos that are not acceptable? Ein kan neder v'yevsher shaduri. The damrin le'elu from perish basur the kasvinon v'ahi dulei ma'ani b'hafara. V'chi teima zok the Ran shani osm shalei bitlu b'libo atani l'kamon da'afar b'leiv lo ma'ani. So what? You're going to tell me it's because over here you have Hafara believe, and that's why it works, and really the Lushan is not doing anything, but then that's against the Gemara 9 tests, that Hafara believes Leimahani. So however you slice it, the Gemara is a Pella. V'holav kush is up the Ran. V'chi omer l'kamon, efer believe, ain't no mufer, Says Dr. Rana, when the Gemara says an ayin tes, hafar b'leiv loy mahani, that was assuming all there was a hafar b'leiv. But if you have this additional lashon of tliva achli, tliva shasi, then hafar b'leiv is mahani. Aye, but what's with this kasha? But you said bad lashonis don't work. That granted that you're right. That just saying lashon of ef shishataduri or what ein zeh neder is not a good lashon. So the Ran quotes, and the Ran says, yeah, you're right. But it sounds like, again, and I'm curious if anyone learned differently, it sounds like the Ran saying that, yeah, on its own, a weak Lushan is no good. But when you have this tziruf, and the joining of hafara b'leiv with a language of tliva achli tliva shasi, then the two of them together will be a valid hafara. Now, what would be if I wouldn't say tliva achli tliva shasi, but I would say I would have a hafara b'leiv and I would say efshir bin nedurich? So, what would you think according to the Ran? You would have hafara b'leiv and I would express efshir bin nedurich. Sounds like it would be good. But it's interesting is that there's this new joining Giloy Das with the Afara B'Lev that's working together. That now is an empowerment of one and the other.
It's not clear exactly in the Ran.
Oh. Exactly. It's not clear in the Ran?
You said in you had
it. Yef Shishataduri.
Yef Shishataduri. If you call the Lashon Geruah.
Correct. It's not clear in the Ran. That's right. That's what I was asking. That's what I was asking. But if you're learning that there's nothing about tliva achli, tliva achli, meaning in order to say that you have to explain why tliva achli is any better.
Right. But it does sound like someone's saying that tliva achli.
Yeah. Or he's just saying tliva achli with hafar belief.
I'm saying dafka tliva achli with hafar belief.
No, it might be versus a lashon without hafar belief. And that Gemara earlier, the Nakuda was not the Lashono Shabo, but rather the fact that there was lacking Hafar B'Lev. He's contrasting Hafar B'Lev with Tliva Achli against Efshi without Hafar B'Lev.
Like he's going with Lashono, so like why not just...
He's just commenting on the Gemara. The Gemara used that. So, because it's very difficult to say, if you have two Lashonis that don't work, unless you say that there's something about Tliva Achli, but we don't have... Why that should be?
I mean, I think the Ran said earlier that the case is about Shabbos only agav, right? The case doesn't need to be about Shabbos, but it happens about Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
So once it's about Shabbos, it has to use a language that makes sense for Shabbos specifically. So iashi ben darech is not nothing about Shabbos, but go and eat is like it's. He said, I think he says in one area that it's because he's saying go and eat on Shabbos, for it's for Shabbos. That makes it, that language does specifically work well with Shabbos.
Right, but so you're saying that any language would work.
So any language would work. That would be why it would be a different language here.
Right.
It's using Shabbos.
But there's nothing unique about this language, right.
There's just one right. To do something else.
Right. The Rosh, both over here and on Ayin Tes, quotes a fascinating Shita of Rabbi Elazar Mimitz. Thank you. Rabbi Elazar Mimitz tirates. So first of all, let's just go back a little bit. Taimar, in the last of the skinny lines of the Rush. So what does that mean, Rabbi Yisrael? Sounds like you don't really need a language, but you just need to be maidia her. But be'etzem, what's the koyach of the hafara? Afar belief. It's just being megala what's done. But the chalais hafara sounds like through the lathe. So what is the Gemara, if you hold like that, so what does the Gemara 9 test mean? Hafar belief is really mahani. All the Gemara meant to say is that you don't need a giloi. By kiyum you don't even need a giloi. By hefar you need a giloi. It's a little bit of a shver pshat. Inami plug to the Beisham Beisil Koya Hechadam or Tliva Achli, Milster of Yerchon Asil Kakuli Amma. Avahechad loy Amar Tliva Achli lo Mahanya for believe. Elim Tliva Achli Mahanya for believe. The Beisham and Shabbos Beisil Achilu Bechol. Okay, it sounds like a Tziruf. It sounds like those two Pshatim were Gufa, the two options we brought up in the Ran, and it sounds like this second Pshat is a Tziruf of the Lashonos. But listen to this. For Avalazar Mimitz Tiritz. The tliva achli lav hafarahi, eloloidia shehefer belivo, the avia hafara maikom rabiokon vitzarach shivata belivo, the kaven da amrla tliva achli bevade choshev belivo shee mofer, sheeno rotzala achila davar osula, elevadai ki hai gavna lo havia hafara, ulakach amr rabiokon vitzarach shivata belivo, kolomer sheyomer belivo, listen carefully, meferlech, Aval bisvosov lo yotzi bekol ram, ki ahide pereko yakoira lo yivarach birkz amazon belibo, vim birich yotza dainu shibirich velo yishmiel oznov. Rabbi said, what's the Rabbi Mimit saying? And he says it again on Ayin Tes. There's three dargas. The same exact thing, we spoke about this in Shalosh Shadashir, about the guy with the jaw surgery. I think we're still in the middle of that sugya. We never got back to that. But his surgery is not for a little bit. But there's three dargas. There's machshava, which is bichlal not lashon. Then there's hafara with a lashon, but it's not ad shi yashmiya kol la'oznov. And then there's hashmas kol la'oznov. So v'hu shi yivata b'libo according to Rav Elazar Mimitz is not a stira to hafara b'leiv, in a hafara. Hafara b'leiv, in a hafara means if you just leave it in the world of machshava, you didn't express it at all. You weren't even chaytech v'tzvasayim. But v'hushi v'at l'b'lina b'leivo meant where you were mitzvah v'tzvasayim, but you don't need ad k'dei kach dibur that you're mashbi'a l'oznav. That's what he says over here also on Ayin Tes. Rav Elazar Mimitz perish hefer b'leivo, haynu shechosher b'leivo sheyem mufer, avalei omer b'leivo mufer lechi. Yeah, when is it no good? When he just has a machshava inside. So it's more clear by us. Okay. Earlier. So he's saying that there's actually a smila oznav and then there's still afara, but it's not considered. But it's not considered. There's a bito belief that's not a stirat afara belief, and those two things can coexist. So that's the way the Rav Elazar Mimitz was metaritz the stira.
It's not coming from Lashon HaGemara, right? He's just putting them where it makes sense.
Yeah, I think it's coming from the stira. Right. I think it's otherwise. How do you jive these two gemaras? You have to come up with some shot. So I think that's where he's coming from. But no, I don't think the gemara is meduyik like one way or the other. But how could you say bito belev works and at that same time say afar belev doesn't work? So he says that those are the two dargas. The Rashba has a fascinating shot over here. I sent it to you in the WhatsApp group. The Rashba quotes other Rishonim. He doesn't like their Pshatim. Again, dealing with this Sphira. And the Rashba says a fascinating Pshat. He has an Arichas in column Reis Tarihe. In the end of Reis Tarihe, just to make things short, the Nirali Mitoch Divrei HaTesis says as follows, a brand new Pshat. Demidir deraisa kol shemotzi besvasav tzarechu loimer mufalechi betalechi. So what does Rashba just say? What did he just say? On a level d'oraisa, this is fascinating. This comes up in many, many other sugyas. if a person, I think we even quoted it in some Shilas. It came up also in the Shalash Rishir. We spoke about once Machshava Bait Tzedakah. So the Rishonim have a Shaila. How could you hold, like the Ramah Paskins, that you could be, if you have a Machshava, you could already be Chayav to give Tzedakah, right? How could you say that it follows the Dinim of Hektish? Hello, we learned in the first parak, there's a Dinim of Yesh Yad Letzedakah or Ein Yad Letzedakah. There's Dinei Dibur. What's Shaykh Hayyad if you're telling me it's Chal Machshava? That's the Shita Mekubetz's Kasha on the Gemara in Nedar. So some of the Achroinim answer, I think this might be the Shita's answer, exactly like the Rashba is saying over here. And this exists in other Sigas as well. No, it could be that there's two avenues. When a person chooses to go the Mahalach L'Machshava, so it's Chal Machshava. When a person chooses to go B'dibur, you don't say, well, anyways, it would be, anything should go and anything should work over here and should be A-okay because we have a default of Machshava, because he was choosing to go down the avenue of Dibur. And that's what the Gemara is donning on. Is there a yad or is that not a yad? You don't say automatically that it works because Dal Mehacha, we should say the default is that it's a Machshava, because he wasn't going the avenue of Machshava. Similarly, the Rashba says over here also, the Gemara earlier says, Efshir b'nidari doesn't work because when you're going through the Dibur route, you have to do things right on a level of Daraisa. But if you're going through the route of what? Machshava believes, so then we'll accept it. So it's not a stira. He doesn't want to do that. Omofer b'libah v'dayo. And therefore he explains on Shabbos, why is it usur for you to say that? Because you have the option of lave. So therefore you shouldn't use this. Came along the Rashba, but everything he was saying up until now was on a level deraisa. When you choose lev, you can just be mavata lev. You can be made for lev. When you choose what? When you choose deeper, you got to use the right lashonas, and that's what the Gemara said earlier. Ef shir b'nedarim doesn't work. The Gemara says you also should say tliva achli. Yeah, that's because midrabban and they wanted you to be megala. But on a level of deraisa, zok the Rashba, the forest chal even belev. Midrabon on what? They said, be megali your das, and you shouldn't only rely on the mafar of a lev, and therefore you should say, tli v'achli tibbecha. Umidrabon on ushit ruchach. Distan be solom rechadze v'achzim v'adib libo. At tli v'achli v'shasi kaimi. Midrabon on they said to say that. Haini midrabon on v'shalo yarmel at tli v'ach v'shasi v'hadistan. Hachal yarmel amu for lech. There, fine. So memela, according to the Rashba, what's with the Gemara and Ayin Tess? Yeah, Hefer Belevo is no good, Midirabona. But on a level of Daraisa, Bit of Belev still works. As always, Dr. Rashba. Yeah.
Jonathan, the two-path approach that he took. Yeah. I guess in general, well, why do you have to say that? Meaning, as long as they're not contradicting each other, why can't we say that you have to...
What's contradicting?
Sorry, meaning if you're... The question is, if you're Dibur, you're going to Dibur path, whatever that's what he's presenting.
Why does that have to be right?
And meaning, as long as I'm not contradicting the Machshava Belev, like, why can't Machshava Belev work to help sort of get it across the finish line?
Because Zadavar, because Chazal wanted a certain when you're choosing the Lashon of the path, it's got to be right. I'm using a certain mechanics. So do things right. Chazal said this was a good Dibur and that's not a good Dibur. So when you use that path and you're using that mechanics, so then it's got to be correct. That's what he's saying. That's the drush of Zad Dover. You have to use the right Lashinus.
Kind of funny in the Rosh, but at the end of the day, this comes down almost like the way the Gemara presents it is that you have this Braisa that says that you should say Lashna Tlila Shasi. And Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, like, to
you're saying that's the add-on. That's the add-on. Yeah. Oh, by the way, also, and according to the Rosh, but that's everything, and that, and this is the Chiyuv Derabbanan. I hear. Yeah, I hear. It's a good aura. It's a good aura. Yeah. But I think this Rashba is even more fascinating, because I think this Rashba one could suggest that perhaps this Rashba might be connected to another very Yisoides of the Rashba. The Rashba in Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Memtes is a Shas Rashba. It's mamash a Yisoid Gadol in the Chiddushei Rashba. It's questionable whether other Rishonim disagree. Because the Rashba has a stark word. The Gemara says, if I'm going on Aliyah and things didn't work out, so the Gemara says that that the Mechira is a good Mechira. I sold my house. Mechira is a good Mechira. And the Gemara says a guy came back and he says, I thought, you know, I would have a Parnasa there. I thought I would have things would work out. I thought it would be different. And the Gemara says, if you didn't stipulate it, so then the sale is a good sale. It's Gemara in Kedushin. So the Gemara says, why? Because of the klal, dvarm shebelev, einam dvarm. You didn't stipulate it. You didn't make a tenai. So the memela, it's not binding. So the Rashba in Kiddushin there as a bam kasha. You go through Shas. There are many different sugyas in Nazir, right? A Nazir passed by, and I say ahey, right? Or different things that the Gemara says that it's chal because of your kavana belief. So how could the Gemara say in Kiddushin dvarm shebelevin and dvarm, and yet we find in other areas in Shas that dvarm shebelev have dvarm. How do you work these sugyas out? So says the Rashba, a chiddush nifla. He says, dvarm shebelev einam dvarim are only when the dvarm shebelev is soiser mashabepeh. Like the case of the Mechira. I sold my house, I signed the contract, I said I was selling it, and I punked, had kavanas that it was only aldas, that if things work out in Eretz Yisrael, then what? Then the sale should be. But that's soiser the Mechira. The Mechira is a stamadika Mechira. The Mechira was bepashtus a Mechira in all circumstances. So then that's soiser mashe bepeh. So then dvarm shebelev anim dvarm. There's a stira between the machshava belev and the dvi bur shebepeh. So then it's a stira. Mashe enkein over here. So the other case in Shas where there's no stira. So dvarm shebelev have a dvarm. That's the chiddush of the Rashba. It's a chiddush the Rashba. There's a shara mishpat. This shara mishpat is it comes up in Psachim because the Gemara in Yonah Diyoma, the Gemara talks about hafara. The Gemara talks about tashbisu, and the Gemara says bittel belev sagi. Gemara in Psachim daf dalam and base says bittel really works belev. So the Gemara says Rabbi Natan explains on that Gemara that what does bittel mean? Bittel means hefker. So the Ran there in Psochim asks in the Rabbeinu Tam, how could you say? There's a lot of kashas, and the Rishonim have a lot of kashas on the Ramban. But one of the kashas that the Ran has on the Rabbeinu Tam is how can you say that Bittel Belev means hefker? How could it be chal? How could the hefker be chal Belev? Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. So the Shara Mishpat asks on the Ran, wait a second. There's nothing that's being soiser mashe belev, right? The dvarim shebelev are not being soiser mashe bepeh in the case of bittel belev. Why are you asking on the Rabbeinu Tam dvarim shebelev and dvarim? So the Shara Mishpat says zetman funda that shitas haran is not like shitas harashba and all dvarim shebelev and dvarim, and not only when it's soiser the machshava belev is soiser mashe b'maiser or mashe bepeh. Good. So Rabbi Yisai, there is a tshuva the Dvar Avrom. It's nogeya to an arichas in the Ran later on Ayin Tesemet Aleph, where Reb Kiva Eger has a bam kash on the Ran. I don't have time to get into the whole Shaka Batari and Reb Kiva Eger on the Ran over here. But in the shoyel in the Dvar Avrom, he presents, it was clearly a massive Talmud Chacham, and the shoyel in the Dvar Avrom said that maybe this is Gufa, this Rashba is the Nekuda to explain this Gemara in Ayin Tesemet Aleph. Why is it that Hakoma Belev works and Hafara Belev doesn't work? It says, based on the Rashba, it's Geshmak. Why? Hakoma Belev is what? Is not being Soiser. Hafara Belev is a Stira. So Memela, that's where we'll say, Dvarim Shebelev in him Dvarim, a Geshmak Abshah. So it comes along the Kovna Rav, the Dvar of Rome, and says, it's a nice Lomdus, but it's not MS. Why is it not MS? For a very partial reason. And I think the Dvar of Rome is right. Because when did the Rashba say Dvarim Shebelev made of Dvarim is totally on a stira of the pet to the leaf? When it's my pet and it's my leaf. What are you saying a word over here, a shtickel Torah over here? The woman took a neder. Now you're telling me my hafar b'lev is totally on whether or not it's a stira to her neder or not? You don't say Masha b'didei is now a stira to that. That lumdus is not said. It's a nice idea of her. He thinks that it wouldn't necessarily apply. Yeah.
The fact of the shoal.
Yeah.
He would be shosik though.
Yeah.
Right? So he is actively then.
Mitzurif.
Yeah.
Right.
With whatever she's.
Okay,
saying.
So an hakama works.
So then when he's now being gafer, so then he would actually have to do it, right? In order to go against his rutzel, because if he would just stay still, so it's then yeah.
Uh-huh.
His word, his shtika is kevada. Like
his shtika
is what locks it in.
His shtika, you're saying his shtika is
confirmation of another.
Yeah, but you don't have two things, right? Shtika works belief, right? Why? He's saying because it's not a... Even the shoyel is not saying that it's not a stira to me, right? He's saying the hakoma is congruous with her nether. So mamela, I can have a belief. You're saying, Avart, that the hakoma exists for me.
Yeah, it's almost like your word. It's almost like you're saying it.
But I'm saying...
No, I'm not even talking about the hakama element. I was talking about the hafar element, that the whole reason why he would have to be... that the hafar believe, I would think that should be able to work, is because the alternative is him just being shosik. So if he's just shosik, so then...
So where's your stira of mashba pet to mashba believe?
Because I guess... mash bepeh is like if he just says nothing, right? So then it's ki'ilu as if he's really saying.
So it's the opposite. He's saying the stoma of mash belev is hakama.
Yeah.
And then you need a hafar bepeh
right,
to be soysa that.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of the reverse of a classic dvarim shebelev in a dvarim, right?
Hold on,
far belave doesn't work. Hafar belave doesn't work. That's what he the shoyl is saying. Hafar belave doesn't work. Why? Because it's soyser her neder. So that's a stira. That's what the Rashba says. Dvarim shebelev in advarim. I need a stira for dvarim shebelev in advarim.
You're saying that hafar belave doesn't work because it's soyser his shtika, which is kimatic.
That's what Natanel is saying.
Yeah,
right. So Natanel is saying. So what? So that's not the stira of the Rashba. Right? Afara belev. The Rashba is saying, when is dvarim shebelev einam dvarim? When it's soyser mashe bepeh. Here you don't have that. The only thing bepeh you have, which is what the Dvar Avram is saying, is her neder. And you need to mix two people. So.
I'm not saying that. Yeah, I'm saying it wrong. But in this case, because shtika actually accomplishes something, so what you're doing with your peh is an active action.
Right, but you don't have two. You don't have a dvarim shebelev.
You didn't say there's such thing as like a shtika kakama, like the ground of tears. But like there's a shtika that can be like an automatic kakama.
Okay.
So you have a shtika that is actually, which is something you're doing with your pet, that's actually doing something.
But you don't. It's shtika.
An example is a shtika on an
Aslam
Mekat. A shtika on Aslam Mekat is like he's actively being quiet.
No, but that's you have to be soyser dvarim shebepeh. That's what the Dvar Avram is saying.
What is dvarim shebepeh? Does it have to be on verbalizing something?
I think so. I think the premise of dvarim shebelev in of dvarim is you did something, you stated something, and now we're not following your kavanas. So. What's interesting, I thought, Rabbi Yisai, is that Ken Zayin, maybe this is the Rashba L'Shitasa. The Rashba, that's the one Shita that holds on a level of the Araisa what? On a level of the Araisa Afara, really, Kabichal, is because what? Dvarim Shabalev Havei Dvarim. Just not if it's what? If it's Soyser Mashu Bepeh. But over here, it's not soyser mashu bepeh. This is like the Rashba says that we see elsewhere in Shas, unlike the case of the Gemara in Kedushin, not memtes. That what? That varm shabalev havid dvarim, as long as it's not soyser mashu bepeh.
So maybe on a level of Daraisa, Hafar Belev could also be Chal, and I have no qualms to even extend it into Hafar Belev. Either Gemara says not so. Yeah, that was just a Chumr of the Rabbanon. Like the Rashba's saying, and it's all, it might be connected to the Rashba's Shita that Hafar that Dvarim Shabalev, have a Dvarim, when it's not Soyser Mashwepeh. And the Ran, if the Shara Mishpat's right, the Ran that holds no, even by Psochim, even by Hefker, what the Shara Mishpat Medayik from the Ran and Psochim, that Dvarim Shabalev lo have a Dvarim across the board. Dvarim Shabalev is never Dvarim. So male, the Ran can never have entertained such a possibility that what, that over here, Hafar Belev works, and therefore he had to say it was working like we started off, in conjunction with Tliva Achli, Tliva Shasi, and it was never just a Dvarim Shabalev. The only Kasha is, on this, maybe it's the Ran and the Rash Belishitasa, Dvarim Shabalev, is it a global thing, Dvarim Shabalev and Dvarim, or, like the Shara Mishpat says, or is it only when it's Shaiser Mashavipet? The only shaila you have is if that's right, and what I'm saying in the Rashba might be, I think, correct. But if what I'm saying is correct in the Ran, and what the Shara Mishpat is bedayik from Sochem, that's the Ran Shita, so how do they agree that Kiyam Belev works? I Dvarim Shabalev will have Dvarim. But this is a kasha that you have irrespective of what I'm saying. If Dvarim Shabalev, if the Shara Mishpat is right, and Dvarim Shabalev will have a Dvarim across the board, even when there's no Stira, right? So then, why is Kiyam Shabalev work? Why is Hakamah Shabalev work? L'chair, it should never be Chal. Unless, what you have to say is, L'chair, you're going to have to say, even according to the other Rishonim, maybe, Dvarim Shabalev Einam Dvarim, across the board, when you're actually doing something. When you're actually creating a Chalois. And maybe what's happening over here, and what's going on in the Gemara, an ayin test that makes a distinction between Hakama Belev and Hafara Belev, that Hakama Belev is Chal and Hafara Belev is not Chal, maybe this is very fundamental for what Hakama and Hafara is. Which is, I think, might be totally on what we spoke about in the Rav Chaim earlier about Kol Sheinu Bazar Chazev, Filu B'Hasach Haseinu, the Machlokes, the Ramam and the Ran, about Rabba's Din, about Hafara and Hakama B'Hasach Has. What is the nature of Hakama? And what is the nature of Afara? Afara is a chalois that's mamish uprooting the neder. Now the bailum is mamish doing anything, something. It's mamish making a chalois. She took a neder, and now he's oiker the entire neder. But what's hakama? Is hakama a new chalois, or is hakama just leaving the status quo in an e-hafara? So perhaps, again, this is a little mechudish. Perhaps, even if you hold dvarim shebelev einam dvarim across the board, but as long as you're actually doing something, as long as you're actually being meichel something. But if I'm just letting her neder be, right? I'm letting her neder continue. And again, this would be totally on a lot of different sugas that we discussed. Like we discussed different types of hakama. Shtika versus hakama. We had a whole marik on different types of hakama. And it would definitely be, you know, totally and all that. But if you say hakama is just a lack of, you know, not getting involved and letting the neder be, but I'm not actually being meisiv to the neder, so then perhaps one could say, so that's why I would say, Dvarim Shabalev have a Dvarim there, and therefore, you know, I'm not really doing anything. Perhaps, again, that's just a suggestion. I really just want to close our boys' site with the last and final pshat, which in my opinion is the most fascinating pshat. Most fascinating pshat, and the biggest yesod. So if you look, I hope it's here. But I'm just going to grab it in the, if you look in the Rambam, in Karev, you have given all the book with Sundar. Rambam has an entirely different pshat in our sugya. And L'chaira, the entire source of the Rambam, is the entire kasha that we've been discussing from the get-go, what all the Rishonim are struggling with. Sok the Rambam, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, a mefer nidre bito o ishto tzarch lahoitzi besvasa vim hefer belivo eno mufor. Aval a mevatel eno tzarch lahoitzi besvasa el a mevatel belivo bovad ve koifo isoi lasois bein ases bein loy ases botel an eder. Ramam says there's a difference in bitel versus hafara. And what is bitel? Bitel is a new mahalach with a demonstration of forcing the food down her throat. Frack the Ravid over here, the Ravid's massive, this is mamish like abuse. The Gemara in Nazir says that you're only allowed to be koifa and Eved, you're not allowed to abuse your wife. The Ravid asked the Kasha, so what's the Rambam talking about? So he's madcha the whole Rambam, it's a Pella. So Lacha Mishnah says, no, the Rambam doesn't need you to stop. The Rambam agrees to the Gemara that you can't force your wife to do anything. The Rambam's not saying you should be an abusive husband. It's not the machlik, it's the Rambam, the Ravid. Chas v'shalom. The Rambam is just saying when a person uses bittel and he does something to demonstrate that he mamish actively wants her to eat. Not that he has to actually carry that out. But rather he's saying, tliva achli, tliva shasi, so then that's now getting rid of the neder in an entire different way, and bittel is not hafar, and hafar is not bittel. So memela kumtois, that this is a different mahalach. The Gemaras are not a stira to each other. Where did the Rambam know this from? So that's what the Achronim work on. That he did a drasha from his sefrei, whatever it is, you have to work on this. What?
The concept
of bittel. But the Rambam is saying that when he uses bittel belev, and then he goes out and he demonstrates ad kadei kach that he wants her to eat it, and he's active and he's involved. So then that's not working through the regular rules and regulations of hafara and taka. Hafara belev be'emes does not work, and there's a new chalois that comes out of our sugya of a new way to when a bile is mamish. He's not just saying I don't want the neder, but he's saying take it, eat it. That's now a new mahalach, and that taka can work through the lev. And that's a new heter that comes out of our stira from our sugis. Yeshua Kaya.
How are you making?
Alex, I don't know how you turn this off.
You just have your maker here and all the
second.